The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man throws seed on the land. Night and day, while he sleeps, when he is awake, the seed is sprouting and growing. How, he does not know. Of its own accord, the land produces first the shoot, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the crop is ready, he leaves his own time. He starts to reap, because the harvest has come." He also said, "What can we say the kingdom of God is like? What parable can we find for it? It is like the mustard seed, which at the time of its sowing in the soil is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet once it is sown, it grows into the biggest shrub of them all and puts out big branches so that the birds of the air can shelter in its shade." Using many parables like these, he spoke the word to them as far as they were able and capable of understanding it. He would not speak to them except in parables. He explained everything to his disciples when they were alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Amen. It's the first Green Sunday since Lent began, quite a long time. And of course, you know, obviously green is the growing time. Once we've celebrated the great festivals, the great mysteries of our faith, then we begin to grow in them. So time for we celebrate it to take root and grow and flourish in our lives. And of course it comes at a time, particularly this year, now the sun's out on us, when our countryside looking so lush and so green, and the fields and the hedgerows glorious in the freshness of growth. And of course, this year of all, it comes when the G7 leaders are here in our parish, a meeting to address vital issues that affect the whole world, especially COVID virus, of course, pandemic, climate change, care of creation, our common home, as Pope Francis always reminds us. So appropriate parables to hear, parables about the kingdom. For we do pray for the coming of the kingdom of God, of God's will here on earth as it is in heaven, seeking to bring that kingdom here. In creation, nature is always a great teacher. In fact, I often think if we interfere with nature, it's always got a way of going wrong for us, which is what was partly climate change and nature. It's all about what they're meeting today to talk about. But Jesus often used the fields, grown things, everyday life in his parables. And these about sowing seeds, germinating plants, reaching maturity, being harvested, fully grown trees offering shelter, shade to wildlife. But that first parable, growing out of those during the night, during the day, is the only one that comes in mind. It doesn't come in any of the other gospels. Many other of the parables do, the mustard seed does, and of course the sower does as well. But that's only in Mark. I think there's a distinction in Mark in these parables because most of the others, the seed is the key element. But I think Mark makes the earth his focus, not the seed. The seed's important because that makes what it's sown, for it's sown in the earth. And so it's not the sowing that's stressed in Mark, but the receiving of what is sown by the earth. And I think Mark's saying to us, it's the earth that represents humanity. We're sown, the seed is sown in us. So if the earth is important to Mark, we are that important part. Because the earth has to receive the seed. meaning that we have to listen to the word of Jesus, because the sowing is the word of God. And if we listen, then the word will bring forth fruit in our lives, because it's been sown in good soil, earth, humanity. Without the earth, the seed would be powerless. Without the seed, the earth would never be aware of its own potency. Just reflecting these. So that latent power, which we know can still be thwarted in the seed, so it's blocked in a number of ways for us, once the seed is sown. But nevertheless, that seed is a catalyst that unlocks the potency of the earth, us, helping the us to bring forth the fruit. What we learn is that growth takes time. That's why he says the seed is sown, and day and night he knows not how it's all happening when we're awake, when we're asleep. It's still growing in us. And sometimes in those, you know, moments when we wake, things on our minds can be all part of the seed of God within us, showing us up or helping us, whatever it is. And of course, G7 here, the implementation of all the things we're going to talk about, we must all remind people who, because we live in such an instant society, we want everything to be done now. It takes time. And the Lord reminds us that it takes time for things to germinate, to grow, to come to fruition, to come to harvest, and all that. It's interesting these parables come after Pentecost. I know that Trinity Sunday calls Christian, the first green Sunday. The gifts were given for Pentecost in order that that seed may take root in us and then begin to produce the fruits of the Spirit. And St. Gregory the Great spoke in a homily, which was actually on the Ezekiel reading, he said this, the maturing grain signifies our increase in virtue. First, the seed of good intentions are sown. These gradually bring forth the blade of repentance, and ultimately the mature ear of charitable work. Because in all the things that have been talked about, the only people that are ready to do anything about it is humanity. I mean, we can't alter, try and change it. We will even change the way we're doing things, that it may change the time. We can't stop the clouds, we can't stop the rain, we can't stop the snow. But what we're doing may do, but that's us. Equally, all the other things, even like keeping the safe distance, because what we're gathering, and I know it's around, not far away, COVID growing and growing again in the area. You know, the hotel in St. Ives has been closed, and we know it's Campbell and Ale. So it seems there, but what we can do is protect ourselves and shield ourselves and keep our safe distance. All those things, for it's humans that have to do it. And that's why then all these other things that flow from the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, the love, joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, all those things are there to help, you see, because that's bringing them in the kingdom. Last thing, Jesus speaks of the mustard seed, the smallest, which grows to a great shrub. We often dismiss whatever and whomever we consider too small, too powerless to make a difference, too insignificant to contribute anything. Because even the great G7 great leaders, yes, I'm not saying that they do, don't get me wrong, but actually all of us are mustard seeds at one level, possessing within ourselves the ability to accomplish God-like things if we're encouraged and inspired to do so. And so Jesus called us to embrace the farmer's hope his gospel and the mustard seed, bringing that hope, and the willing to plant seeds of whatever hope and compassion, all the other fruits of the Spirit in them, that in some way result in the harvest of God's life and love. And that harvest, and that love, and that always endures forever.